name is Chris. My name is Lucas.
Hey guys, welcome to the Irrelevant Podcast. I am Chris.
You're leaving that in, whatever yeah. I just did. And my name is Luke.
And so, Luke, so you had your first paycheck. So, what did you
spend? Wait a minute. Okay. Sorry. Okay. I gotta tell the listeners this. So, okay, it is still dated July 20th.
Yes.
Whatever podcast number 29. I mentioned that we were behind. So this is us catching up still.
We recorded this podcast same day.
This is us catching up. We fucked up a little bit. Because Chris said on number 29, I believe is what he said.
Yeah.
We would talk about my paycheck on the next one. It was supposed to be 30.
Yeah.
But this is 31.
This is 31.
So we fucked it up even more. Time chronological, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
I gotta continue off something from the last podcast. So last podcast, I was talking about the thingy with the foot, right? I'll admit, I was wrong on the right foot. I was wrong on the right foot. His right foot was not between my legs. His left foot, though. Chris, please. Yeah, showed you the video.
His left foot was very close to his right leg. So, I mean, to his left leg.
Okay. I was going to say, it was a little...
So, when I saw the video, you did not see the guy's left foot. So, I was like wondering, where is his left foot? Right foot, then. I got my left and right foot mixed up.
Okay. Right foot, I was wrong about the right foot. Yeah, it wasn't between my legs.
Yeah.
I thought it was. That'd be very.
I think you would have said some stuff if it was on your between your legs.
I probably would have. But anyway, the left foot I was correct about. I'll let you talk about.
Left foot was like about like maybe like 6 inches from his left foot.
I don't know if that was 6 inches, but I think that was closer. Anyway, I'll let you.
Yeah, that was it. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, I mean, I stepped the shit out of his foot. I was like, yeet. So. We'll call this the promotion. The promotion. So anyway, I got a promotion.
Yeah, we got a promotion.
Got a paycheck.
Yeah.
So my first initial thing, which I bought anyway, was to buy myself a Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
Granted, I did do that. However, at the start, Chris was like, that's a boring idea.
Yeah, because you already have a Nintendo Switch.
But I don't use it that much.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted my own.
Okay. Continue.
And so... Chris,
we were also in the car.
Yeah, we were also in the car. And Chris had this genius idea. He was all like, hey, Luke, we should go to fucking downtown, go around to the high-end stores.
No, I don't know what I said.
Well, what did you say?
I said, I thought you were going to get like Louis or something. And then you were like, that's a good idea. And then after that, I suggested, let's just walk around all the high-end stores to see the prices of these wallets.
Did I say it was a good idea?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you agreed because we were yelling in the car.
Shit. Yeah. I thought it was a bad idea. Whoops. Well, at least now, like, right now, I'm okay with it. Like, I'm not negative about it. It's just, it's a nice wallet.
Yeah, it is a nice wallet. Your mom's jealous.
Margo's jealous. I don't know about Julia. She didn't see it outright, but if she is, then she is. If she isn't, then she is. But anyway.
What did Margo say about it?
She was like, I hate you. And I'm like, I get that a lot. Anyway. We'll talk about this. We'll talk about this Louis Vuitton experience.
Yeah.
As I lay down across my bed and chair.
Where's your wallet?
Here's my wallet.
Are you gonna get one of those DX racer chairs too?
What?
You know those like fancy like racer chairs?
Oh, yeah.
You're not gonna get those?
I like this chair. This chair is very comfy.
Have you ever tried those chairs?
No.
You should try it. I've never tried it too.
Do you know if it leans back like this?
I feel like it does. I feel like it does like, I think it's like a 45 degree angle you can do.
Okay, well, I mean, because like this chair, it's just comfy for me.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, but you have to try the other one. There's a reason why all those streamers have those kind of chairs.
That's true.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah.
So, this is gonna be stupid. For my audio listeners, this is what the wallet sounds like. Sorry, but anyway, it is an olive green Louis Vuitton pocket organizer.
Wait, I'm gonna cut this out. Let's talk about what we did the entire time.
What? Oh yeah, I know. I was gonna get there.
No, but you already told them that you got a wallet.
What's wrong? Just leave this shit in.
Okay, I'll leave it in. Okay,
leave this in. It's fine.
Describe your wallet.
Okay, I'm gonna describe the wallet, and then I'll talk about the experience about how I got it. It's an olive green Louis Vuitton pocket organizer.
Yes.
And I got the hot stamp. I'll talk about the hot stamp. Don't worry.
Wow.
I got it a hot stamp. It has my
bougie.
Initials. Has my initials. It's just I mean, has the logo LV on both sides.
Yeah.
they're pockets. I don't know what to say about that. It's a pocket organizer. It's olive green. Supposedly, the one I have now was the last one that they had in the store.
Yeah.
Now, for the experiences.
Yeah.
For the experiences.
Yeah.
I told Chris, or I don't know if you suggested or I suggested, but I was like, well, since we're going to go shopping for a high-end pocket organizer, we might as well just hit up all the goddamn stores.
Yeah, all the stores.
All the stores. Like, why not?
Yeah.
You know? There was one we skipped over, but I'll talk about that.
Yeah.
So we went to Burberry.
Oh, wait. No, let's talk about... What? As we go. So, first store that we went to was...
I'm not gonna lie. I don't even remember the days at Louis Vuitton.
Like, I remember. You don't remember the other ones?
Okay, not really.
Okay, I'll tell you the first one.
Oh, actually, I remember Goyard, though.
Okay, yeah, but... So, the first one that we went to was Gucci.
Gucci. Oh, yeah. Okay, keep going.
Gucci. So, when we went into that store, I didn't know... Usually, that store has, like, maybe two floors, but they only had, like, one floor because, like, they were renovating. And then, so, we were looking for the wallets, and then we only found, like, these wallets on the wall. So, like, oh, this is it? And then Luke wasn't feeling any of those wallets. So, we were like, oh, we just left.
So, we left. Yeah.
And so, we went to Louis Vuitton the first time. And then so, we asked the lady. We were like, oh, where's your wallets? And then she brought them out.
Yeah. And then that got me thinking, wait a minute. Maybe they do have wallets at Gucci. We just never asked for it.
Yeah, we never asked for it.
So, we were like, well, shit, now we gotta go back to Gucci.
No, but let's explain the first. So, she brought out, how many wallets did she bring? Like,
she...
At first, Luke only wanted a card holder. But as soon as he saw the pocket organizer, Luke was like...
I was like, that's it.
Yeah.
I was like, I gotta get a pocket organizer. But there was something special about the pocket organizer that the woman brought out. Apparently, Chris had the same exact one.
Yeah, I had the same... Like, she had one... I told Luke they had the one that I had. I was like, Luke, don't get that one. I didn't explain why, because I just said it. And then so she brought them out. And then Luke was feeling the checkered one. And I was like, Luke, don't get that one. And he was like, why? I was like, because I have that one.
and then, no bullshit, I was so surprised. Legitimately surprised. Even though this was the
third time that you've seen that wallet.
That I've seen the wallet. And I don't know what to,
Luke gets surprised every single time I show him my Louis wallet.
I just forget shit. I don't even
show it up front. I just have it. And then, like, usually when, like, in Lake Tahoe, I just had it out because, of course, you just put your wallet out.
Yeah. And then when I saw it, I was like, oh, Chris, you had a Louis Vuitton wallet?
Yeah.
Aren't you fancy? And then at that time, too, you were like, but you seen it already.
Yeah. And so the first time that Luke saw it, I just had it, I was driving, I just had my wallet on the middle part, and Luke saw it. And then Luke was like, oh, Chris, aren't you fancy? That was the first time.
That was the first time I said, ain't you fancy. Second time I said, ain't you fancy. Did I say, ain't you fancy in the third time? No.
No.
It's because we were in Louis Vuitton.
No, yeah, you were just surprised.
Yeah, I was just dead ass surprised. I was just like, what the fuck, Chris? Well, thanks for telling me. But then really, yeah, she did tell me.
Yeah, but I already had that wallet for, like, at this point, for 4 years already.
I know. I was still fucking surprised. But anyway... So as I was going through it, she didn't pull out that olive green one.
Yeah, she
the first time.
But she brought out this, like, nice blue one. I was like, man, these wallets are nice.
It was...
If I did not have a wallet, I probably would have bought it that day.
I saw the one that's, like, the blue line that was bordered.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like,
that's a loud wallet.
I was no joke feeling it.
Uh-huh.
But just opening up on the inside, I was like, it's too blue.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was just all blue inside. And they had a red version, too. No, actually...
Oh, yeah, that red one was nice, too.
I like the red. I like the borderline on the red version.
Yeah.
Because it was really on the outside.
Yeah. Okay.
The blue one, it was more inner.
Cause like Louis Vuitton is going more streetwear because of, you know, Virgil Abloh.
Yep.
I'm liking it. I'm liking the streetwear kind of style that they're having now.
I like the olive green one. But anyway.
Yeah.
So that was the first experience. I was like, okay, I'll come back.
Yeah, we'll come back.
I'll come back. I know which one I want.
Yeah, Luke said that.
I even took a picture of it too,
yeah.
So I remembered. So we left.
Which one did you take a picture of?
Some black one. It wasn't your version, though.
It had the print.
It was basically like mine now,
yeah,
but just different color.
Yeah, okay.
So I took a picture of it. We left.
Yeah, and then we went back to Gucci.
We finally asked for the wallets.
Yeah.
The presentation of the wallets was, in my opinion, a little bit poor. You know? Granted, the one at Louis Vuitton, she actually took them out and placed it on the table. Yeah, I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she selected some that I figured that would be nice.
Yeah.
Was it Gucci? Just... bought a fucking tray of wallets and sent a friend. We're like, here's your food. I'm like, okay.
And also, too, like, Luke wasn't... What were you looking for? Because, like, typically when you shop at Gucci, you would get, like, the snake with a wallet with, like, some snakes on it.
Yeah, I mean...
Because that's, like, a Gucci thing.
Yeah, I mean, for anything, though, like, I usually like something... Well, whenever I get items,
Yeah.
I usually don't get anything particularly too loud. Well, I don't really have anything. The only thing loud I have are my NMDs.
Okay.
I think.
And then you also have like an Adobo, like Filipino flag shirt.
Oh, yeah. I have a few of those. But anyway, like this wallet, it's more like you wouldn't notice it.
Yeah, it's very sleek.
At first glance.
Yeah. Sleek, it's also very discreet.
Yeah, so you wouldn't notice it upon first glance.
You wouldn't notice it was a Louis Vuitton wallet unless you like hold it up to you and you see it was Louis Vuitton.
And you ran with it. Anyway. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, exactly. That was the type of look I was looking for. So I was looking for something minimalistic and sleek like this.
Yeah.
Because at least for me, right, like it's safe in terms of like not many people would know that this is Louis Vuitton on the first glance.
Yeah.
I just use it, put it away, done.
Yeah,
only I know about it.
Yeah.
I have this weird thing where it's like I'm happy that I'm the only one who knows about it. Or like me and only a few others know about it.
Wait, let me talk about this first. So when she brought in the wallet, we asked for the price of the pocket organizer. It was $350. Let's keep that in mind.
Yeah.
It was $350.
Yeah.
And then it's okay, continue.
Okay, so to continue on with this weird little habit, for example, my laptop, I have stickers on the bottom of my laptop.
Yeah.
That me and only other few know about it.
Yeah.
And like just that, it makes me oddly happy. That, not just that too, but like on the top of the laptop, I place the stickers upside down on purpose.
Yeah.
Why? Because when I close the laptop, I can read it. Like, it looks, it makes sense to me. Like, oh, I can read my stickers. It looks good to me, you know? But when other people look at my laptop while I'm using it, they're like, why is it upside down? I'm like, and I, no bullshit, this is what I do. I kind of close it, I'm like, it's not upside down. It's right side up for me. So it's some reason.
That's like that sounds like so cocky.
It does. Like, not gonna lie. But like, that's only ever happened like twice. The whole entire time I've had this laptop.
Uh-huh.
But still, it's like those little things I for some reason enjoy because it's just to me only.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Okay.
So same thing with this wallet. It's sleek, it's Louis Vuitton, only I and Fielders know about it.
Yeah.
Did we go to Hermes after?
Wait, it was Gucci.
Gucci, let's look at the names of the stores.
No, I'm thinking about like in chronological order. Like, okay, yeah, I think it was Hermes next. I know the stores.
Oh, you know? Okay.
Yeah. So we went to Hermes next, and then
oh my fucking god, Hermes! I mean, I could have afforded it.
Really? Fuck. It was expensive.
The one that I really liked was $1,000.
Yeah.
And I was like.
And then I was like, that's a plain wallet.
Yeah, I mean, it was quite plain, but again, if I gotten it, my mom would have been pissed because she loves Hermes.
But it's like such a plain wallet. It's like so basic.
But that's what I liked about it. It looks so sleek and clean. Like nobody would know.
Yeah,
and not many people know about Hermes.
Yeah, but it's just like it's really just plain.
I know.
Like if you're gonna spend that much money on something, it better have like something something a little bit poppy about it.
I get what you're saying.
Like that does pop.
It does. It does. Well, especially if you open it too.
Yeah, and then so yeah, that Luke asked. She was like, "It's $1,000." She was like, "It's $1,000," and I'm like. In my head, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
And then I was surprised Luke did not freak out. Luke was what did you say? You were like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I was keeping calm. Like, no joke. Okay. On the outside, I was like, okay, that's okay. You know, it's not bad.
Yeah.
Right? On the inside, right, I was like, what? 1,000? For this square little shit? That I could probably learn to make in a fucking year? I was like, fuck. God. Damn! Like, my mind, if you had one of them fucking temperature recorders, you stuck in my brain, blowing the gauge off. My head was hot. I was like, I think I was sweating too, holding down to the wall. I was like, okay, I gotta put this down before I do some of it. So I'm like, okay, gotcha, thank you. Anyway, it ended to like, it's like physically make it look like I was still calm. I was like, okay, well, I'm gonna go like other stores, might have to take a picture of it.
Yeah.
That's why I took a picture of it. I was like, okay, I might as well make it look like that I'm a potential buyer.
Yeah.
Now that I'm keeping calm. It looked pretty weird if I'm keeping calm and just left right away.
Yeah. You're so, like, oh, okay.
Okay.
And you just left.
Yeah. It was very awkward. So, yeah, I took a picture of it and whatnot.
Yeah.
Fuck that wallet. Yeah.
So, after Hermes, we went to Burberry. I wasn't really feeling Burberry because it was like on the lower tier of, you know, those high fashion brands.
I call it lower tier of high end.
Yeah, it was definitely lower tier. So, Luke, we went inside. Luke was like feeling like one of those wallets. I was like,
I was feeling it.
In my head, I was like, Burberry? Why?
Well, first off, I like the pattern.
Yeah.
I like the pattern. It was an oddly nice, loud pattern.
And then it was very affordable. It was like, what? I want to say affordable. It is affordable, but
it was
like,
a lot more affordable than that fucking $1,000 version.
It was like, what, $250?
About there.
Yeah.
About
there. And it had like a money clip too. That
the the money clip was what sold me. I was thinking, oh my goodness, I need this money clip. Because, okay, this Louis Vuitton one, it has a pocket on the outside where you can stuff your money in, but it's like, you can only do like a few bills.
Yeah.
But this money clip, I was like, I need this fucking money clip. Like, can I just buy the money clip by itself? I'll put it on this Louis Vuitton wallet myself.
You probably can.
Fuck. But yeah, like, I was really into that money clip. And that was it. The other ones they had, I was like, oh, I'm not even feeling the style.
Yeah. And then there was one which had like a lot of pockets, and then when Luke opened it, and then there was another flap, Luke was like, "Nope, nope."
I was like, "Too much. Never mind. I'm good. I don't need that many wallets." That wallet looked like a first timer's wallet.
Yeah, it was very bulky.
Yeah, bulk it like as a kid, you know, when you have a wallet, like, you want a wallet, you know, a nice puffy big one with all Velcro and shit like that. That was what I had. Oh my goodness. But anyway, yeah, I was like. I checked out the wallets. I was okay about them. The pattern was what I liked.
Yeah.
But the money clip.
Oh, that's what sold him.
That was what sold me. Mm.
Yep. And then so after Burberry, we went to Coach. And then, okay, if Burberry's low, Coach is definitely lower.
You're like, fuck.
And then so we went inside. We sound so bougie right now.
I feel bad about this.
No, but this is like the first time Luke's ever done this. I don't even spend a lot of money on anything. Like, the last big purchase I made was... on high fashion was, I don't even know.
See, when we buy stuff, like, we don't really go shopping a lot, but when we do go buy stuff, it's always fucking expensive.
Yeah.
Always, like, all the goddamn time.
No, but we only do, I don't think I've bought anything expensive for, the only expensive things that I buy is, like, technology. I don't think I've bought
designer. Same. No, same thing.
I don't think I've bought designer in a while.
Well, the only designer pieces we have is, like,
the only designer piece that I have is a wallet.
Yeah, same, same here. That's it.
I think the next big purchase that designer that I'm... Oh, wait. I know what I did. I know what I bought. Designer.
What?
I bought some Saint Laurent sunglasses.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because I was like, I graduated. I'm going to treat myself.
Should have bought yourself a new Louis Vuitton wallet.
No, I already have a wallet, Luke. I'm not going to buy another wallet.
Yeah, we could buy another one.
No, I'm not buying another. The only thing, other thing Louis Vuitton I'd buy is...
Could have given that one to me.
Nope. The only thing I'd buy is a belt.
Okay.
That's the next high fashion thing that I might buy. Yeah. Okay. So that's it. So next. Oh yeah. Coach. We went in.
We saw it.
Their wallets were just like on a table, and Luke did not like I did not like the experience. Luke did not like the experience at all.
No, I don't know.
It felt like I don't know. It did not feel high fashion.
It felt like somewhat of a regular store.
Yeah, it did.
It was just that the name Coach.
Yeah. And then so I was like,
I felt like I got played. Get it? Because Coach and players.
Wow, that's a stretch.
That, I mean, it's not any more of a stretch than the whole one.
Yeah. No, because it is a whole, but, like, Coach, like, it's extending to, like, what a coach does.
Yeah.
But a whole, it's already a whole.
Well, like, the whole thing is a whole.
Yeah, but, like, extending it for... Okay, here's an example. So, a whole Grand Canyon would be, like, let's say, I don't know. What's the thing that the Grand Canyon does?
It's a fucking hole in the ground.
Expand. I don't know. Let's say like.
It's a fucking hole in the ground.
No, but still, like, okay, whatever. We're not gonna argue this.
It'll expand like maybe. What? Years.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah,
a fucking hole in the ground.
That's just saying like hole to expanding as coach is to playing, because the Grand Canyon expands and a coach also makes plays. That's the analogy that I'm trying to make right now.
I see what you're getting at.
Yeah.
But now, I think now you're stretching the Grand Canyon part. Because it's just a fucking hole.
Yeah, and a coach is a coach.
It's not going to expand by that much in our lifetime.
But it expands, I'm pretty sure it expands like maybe centimeters each day.
Maybe centimeters, yeah.
But it still expands. I'm just saying, that's the analogy that I'm making. We're moving on.
But we're never going to know this difference.
Whatever,
in years.
We're moving on.
It's just a fucking hole.
I don't
want to
make this argument.
It's a hole in the ground.
Okay, you are right.
Fuck you. Anyway, coach. Not a good experience. Didn't like it. Left.
And then I was like, oh, Go Yard is coming up.
Man, when I say Go Yard made me feel uncomfortable, man, did it make me feel uncomfortable.
Because we didn't even go in. Because, like, what happened with Go Yard was that there was a line outside. I was thinking, wait a minute, do I have like a personal shopper with you? I'm like, that's a little too intimate.
Shit, honest, I mean, I was still down with it, but I was thinking about it. I was like, well, there must be a reason why there are some personal, like you have your own personal shopper, right? Yeah. Like, I was thinking, well, how fucking much is Goyard anyway? Because for me, at least, I know that Goyard is high end of high end.
No, but like Goyard is on the level of like maybe Hermes.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean Hermes.
But like,
Hermes...
but like Goyard is kind of like hyped.
Yeah, but like Goyard is well known. Hermes is not well known.
Yeah.
There you go.
Goyard is also well known in like the streetwear community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But still fucking high end and
yeah.
expensive as fuck.
Yeah, but like that's also like a loud wallet. Like as soon as you see that pattern, you're like, wow, Goyard, Luke. Goyard.
Goyard. Oh my goodness gracious me.
Yeah.
But still.
We did not go in.
We didn't go in. Like, when I went to Gucci, right, and then some of the women came out, you know, like, ice people in there. Excuse me. They were sort of a little fancy, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
A little bit fancy. Not gonna lie, I felt uncomfortable.
Where?
All stores.
Okay.
All of them.
Yeah, because you were just wearing your basketball shorts, a regular t-shirt.
I was just wearing the fuck I want. I was just like, fuck it, you know? Like, shit. You know? Honestly, I was even just planning to wear flip-flops.
Oh, okay.
I wish I did, to be honest. That'd be even better.
Yep.
And but then, anyway, keep going.
And then, so we didn't go into Goyard, but they also had this store that I didn't know that they had in SF. They had the Dita store. D-I-T-A. So that store sells sunglasses. And I was like, wait a minute. I knew this store because the sunglasses that they also sold was the sunglasses in Spider-Man and the sunglasses in Iron Man. So I wanted to see if they actually had the sunglasses. But when we went in, the guy was like, oh, it's on back order. It's on a wait list. And then Luke was like, why don't you put your name on the wait list? I'm like, no. I didn't, because Luke said it inside the store. So when we went out, I was like, Luke, those sunglasses are $500. I'm not putting my name on that wait list.
Fuck. If I knew that, I would have said shit. You think, I mean, I'm pretty sure he does, but you think Robert Downey Jr. has his own pair, own personal pair? Or pairs?
Like a prototype or whatever, or a sample?
Yeah, of the glasses.
Probably.
I would think he does.
Yeah, I would think he does, yeah. So after that, we went to Saint Laurent, and then so we were helped by this guy with a French accent.
Not gonna lie. Service, top.
Yeah, they opened the door for us, Luke.
Fucking
they opened top. The door.
Great, fucking top. Like, not gonna. If I did it by Louis Vuitton, I probably would have purchased from there.
Yeah.
Because the service was great.
Yeah.
And what was interesting too is that he sort of recognized your watch.
Yeah, because my watch is similar to a Rolex, but it is not a Rolex. It is a Rolex. $70 Invicta.
I remember he even said that you had nice taste.
Oh yeah.
I was like, oh yeah, he does. But too bad the taste isn't right. Because yours is fucking fake.
It's not fake. It's its own brand.
But it's not Rolex.
It's not Rolex. It just looks like a Rolex.
Yeah, it's a fake.
No, it's not fake.
It's a fake Rolex.
No, a fake Rolex is... If it's a fake Rolex, it would say Rolex. But it's not a Rolex. That's a fake Rolex. This is just a homage.
Excuse me. How much was that one?
$70.
Yeah, see? Fake.
It's not fake. It's just a homage.
Fair enough.
And then so he was like, how much is that? $5,000? I'm like, no, it's just $70. And then I told him the brand. He was like, oh, this man is smart.
Yeah. Like, good lord. Like, not gonna lie, the guy was awesome.
Yeah, he was awesome. And then when like he said Saint Laurent in a French accent, I was like, whoa.
I was like, oh, excuse me. One more time, please.
Yeah, that guy had a nice accent.
Their wallets were aight.
Yeah, they were aight.
They're aight.
Yeah.
That's it. And then, where should we go?
But last store was Louis Vuitton.
Louis Vuitton was a two-day thing.
Yeah, wait, no, we still went there again.
Oh, yeah, we went there again.
We asked for the wallets again.
And a different person helped us out this time.
Yeah.
And she busted out the olive green.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh. Yeah.
And then Luke was debating on the olive green or a different wallet. But then she told Luke, she was like, this is our last one, and it's also limited edition.
And I was like, fuck! She sold me! She sold me. I don't know what it is about limited edition stuff, but it's like, I like me some limited edition stuff.
And then also, too, she brought out the hot stamping.
Fuck! When I saw the hot stamping shit, I was like, oh man, I'm gonna be here fucking forever! And we were. We were standing around and shit like that.
Yeah. Oh, my. Luke took for... Okay, so what happened? You describe hot stamping.
Basically, they grab a sheet of metal, and the prints, like the tools they use, it's sort of, like, embedded. It punches out, like, a shape of the metal that goes onto the leather.
Yeah.
Hence, hot stamping. Like the letters are stamped on, but between it is that sheet of metal.
Yeah.
And so...
You can just put your, like, initials or anything, or LV or anything.
Yeah. Or for anything, you could do LV, which is a very standard one. Or you could have more letters, but only up to 3 letters.
Yeah. And then, like, Luke, I'm pretty sure we stayed there for, like, maybe 30 minutes. Luke was just, like, look. They also had, like, different colors of what you can hot stamp. And then, like...
They have different sizes.
Different sizes. And I was... And Luke stayed there for, like, 30 minutes. Just, like, looking for... And then Oh, you know what she also did? She walked back, and she gave us waters. I was like, ooh, we're getting complimentary stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, do you have any sodas? And she was like, oh, yeah, we have Coke. I'm like, okay, I'll take the Coke. And then, like,
we should ask for champagne.
Yeah, we could have gotten champagne if we asked.
Fuck.
But we looked like high school kids.
Yeah, so I was like,
she would have asked for IDs.
Fuck, that would have been cool, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, I was like, okay, do I want to go for the watermelon look? Because they had pink.
Oh, wait, I know another bougie thing that I would buy.
Wait, shit, I should have gone for watermelon. Fuck. No, it's okay, actually.
You know what's another thing that I would... A bougie thing I would buy?
What?
A Rolex. Then they would sit you down and give you champagne. Hey, Luke, you want to go? If I buy a Rolex, you want to go?
Let's go, dude. Yeah, let's go.
I'm not buying one anytime soon, but I'm just saying, if I were to buy a Rolex...
Hell yeah, I'm coming.
Okay.
You better invite me.
We're going to have the champagne cups. With
glass.
The glasses. Yeah.
Jesus.
I was thinking about the wrong word. We're going to be like sitting there, sipping champagne. The guy's going to be like showing us Rolexes.
You better invite me. Shit. I would love to tip my glass and...
Hey, cheers, Luke.
This is all for you, man. You stupid Rolex. Oh, my God.
But it's not going to be an expensive Rolex. It's going to be like... It's going to look like this one, but an actual Rolex.
Right, a real Rolex.
Yeah. This is not even a Rolex. Look, this is not a fake Rolex. This is a homage.
It just looks like one.
It just looks like one. So, yeah, continuing with the Louis Vuitton experience.
So, finally.
Luke started asking me. Luke was like... Oh, what color do you think, Chris? And I was like, I didn't know what to answer. So I was like, what do you think to the person? She said silver. And Luke was like,
ah. I was like, that's not a bad choice. The reason why I was off on silver was because it's plain.
Yeah, it's plain.
You know, I was thinking, I want to go for something for like
Cause it matched
spice.
Yeah.
You know, that hence why I was thinking the pink, because green and pink.
Yeah.
You know, watermelon.
Yeah. And then so like, also like, Luke was still debating on what color he should get. So yeah. Luke was like, we'll come back later. I was thinking, come back later. What are you talking about? We're getting this today.
Okay, hold on. We kind of skipped a little bit. What kind of pissed me off, though, was that, like, she didn't tell me everything about the hot stamping.
Uh-huh.
She didn't even tell me about the 3-letter thing or like, changing, like putting my own, like, initials, right?
Oh, yeah, because we had to ask.
Yeah, we had to ask about it. I was like, well, why didn't you tell me all this shit from the start? You know, it would have been a lot faster.
Because it would not be a lot faster because you were, like, thinking, what should I initial? Should I initial LU? Should I do LV? Should I do a different initial? Like, ASS? I don't know.
I'll say of WAT, to be honest with you.
Or what? Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have added more options.
Yeah, I was like, fuck. Could have put FUK.
Yeah.
But, I just went the simple, my name, you know, LU, my initials, and I got it in gold. Shout out to Julie for the gold. Very nice touch.
Uh-huh.
What we didn't know was that we had to wait 24 hours.
Yeah.
For it to be hot stamped.
Yep.
So we left.
Yeah, we left. Came back next day. That day was an off day.
Yeah.
Oh,
no. Actually, sorry. Get this. So, the price, $350, right?
Oh, yeah. That's why I mentioned it before, yeah.
The price was $350 for the black one.
Yeah, for the black one.
When
For general pocket organizers, it was typically $350.
Yeah. For when she rang me up, all of a sudden, I heard $491. I was like, wait. What happened to the $350? Excuse me? What? You're going to take all my fucking money? You know, granted, I should have realized it's a limited edition one, too.
Also, Luke did not think about looking at the price tag when he was holding that wallet the entire time.
No, I was thinking, okay, it must be $350. It's just something else. But I should have known that it would have been a little bit more expensive.
Yeah.
I didn't think of it. I was just like, okay, bet.
Bet.
Bet. You know, when I saw the price, I was like, oh shit, good thing I got 500.
or Luke would have been like, Chris, can you come over here?
Yeah, I would have been like, oh, Chris! So, paid for it.
Yeah.
I had my own little envelope too for my receipt.
Yeah.
That's how fancy it was.
See, I knew the Luya experience because it was very nice.
No, because you went there before.
Yeah.
Because you bought yours before.
Yeah.
That's why you knew. But anyway. It was still a nice, very nice fucking wallet. But anyway, went home.
Yeah.
Fucking went again the next day.
Yeah, that day was an off day.
It was so off.
It was very
off. I don't know what to say about it. It was just so off. I was just so off.
Yeah. I don't know. I was off too. It just felt like a weird day.
Right? Like, it couldn't have been just me.
I don't know why. I just wasn't feeling it. I don't know. Luke was picking up his Louis Vuitton wallet. I feel like we should have been excited, but I just wasn't excited. I don't know.
Same. I was just like...
The day before, we were excited.
Yeah, hell yeah, we were. It must have been because, like, we were so excited.
No, I think it's because it's the journey. It's the journey. But, like, you actually knew that you're getting the wallet. You were just picking it up.
Yeah, so, okay.
We were already at the destination.
We were probably just fucking annoyed, to be honest, because we had to wait for the hot stamp.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like at that point, it was already a hassle because we had to go there again.
Yeah.
That week, we went there. I realized we went there 3 times already because we went there on Friday for something. We went there. I don't know why we went there one day.
No, we went there twice in one day.
No, we went there Saturday, Sunday, and then we went there on Friday. I don't know why we went there. No, because we went there for your laptop downtown.
My laptop?
Fix your laptop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so
we
went there like 3 times in 1 week.
Well, we went to downtown 3 times in
1 week. Yeah, that's already a lot.
Good freaking Lord, though. And I fixed my own damn laptop.
Yeah. So that's what happened. We got there. We got Luke's hot stamp. And then we went to this burger place called... I'm not going to give them a shout out unless they sponsor us. And so so we went there. And then so like...
Super Duper Burger.
Yeah. So we went there.
You're not bleeping that shit out.
I'm not. I actually like that place. So we went there. And then we saw this dwarfed couple. And then I was like, Luke, look. There's a dwarf couple. And Luke was like, oh, wow. And so, like, you know, we got our food, we sat down, and then so, you know, another dwarf person came in. I was like, oh, interesting.
And I was like, huh.
And then so, you know, 5 minutes passed by, and then, like, this whole group of dwarves came by. I was like,
What's going on?
I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, a dwarf convention is happening right now.
Pause. How the fuck did you know that there was a dwarf convention happening?
Because, like, this YouTuber, I heard about it, like, from a YouTuber or something. So, and it's like a 2-week-long thing. I was like, oh, that's what's happening. There's a dwarf convention. And I was like, oh, makes sense. that was still weird how we saw just, like...
That was still bullshit, to be honest with you.
Like, you would never really see a dwarf person, like...
No, fuck typically, no. Like, who the hell would?
And then we just saw like 10 all of a sudden.
Right! Like all of a sudden. I was just like, wait a minute, how many fucking dwarves are here?
How many dwarves live here?
Yeah, I was thinking, I mean, I know San Francisco is diverse, but...
All in one place?
But this is legitimately like my first time seeing so many in one fucking area. I was like, what?
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah, that happened. And then also, let's leave it off with this last topic.
What's the last topic?
Last topic. So, you know how before on YouTube, I would just, like, post, like, Yeezy
videos. No, fuck that. I know what the last topic is. No, finish your shit.
Okay, so...
We're about to get into my feels.
Okay. Do you think we should leave it for another podcast?
I'm gonna forget.
Okay. So what happened was that, you know, before, I would usually post, like, you know, we would get, like, Yeezys, we would like, raffles and stuff. Right. So... I posted that. That's like 2 years ago, and then, so I get an email saying, "Hey Chris, can we use your video on our video?" But it's not. We don't know if we're gonna use it, but like yours is definitely high on the list. I was like, okay, sure.
Is that what it said? Really?
Yeah, that's what it said. Oh. And then
I'd love to see that email, by the way.
Or it's something along the lines of that.
Okay.
And so she said that. And I was like, okay, sure, you can use it. And then I sent her the video clip. And she said, congratulations, your clip made it onto our video. I'm like, oh, wow. And then so Luke also got that email. And then so, you know, we waited. She told us it was going to be released on July 16th.
Okay, wait. This is what we're discussing. So you got yours, right? Now, or Freddy, you're talking about your end.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, you mentioned that she sent it to me. She sent me the email. Okay.
I didn't know that she sent it to you.
Okay, well, Faith, you're skipping a little bit ahead. Don't worry. Now, when I got the email, I was like, bullshit. I was like, what fuckery is this? You know, and then I was thinking about it. I was like, okay.
You know, Isaac's also famous too. Wait, yeah, continue.
No, he's in there.
Yeah, he's famous too.
Yeah. But anyway, so as I was reading, I was like, okay. The off chances that this is legitimate could be there. Because Chris is the one who recorded it.
Yeah.
And we did talk about Yeezys. So I was thinking, there is a chance, but I didn't know what the percentage was really. I was thinking more 50s to 40s.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, okay, I gotta talk to Chris about this real quick.
Uh-huh.
So I called you up, and you're like, Luke, just sign it. I was like, and then mentally in my mind, I was thinking, oh, so this shit is real. And I was like, wait a minute, hold on. I'm not seeing me in a commercial. Now, granted, the reason why I was so surprised was because I figured to be in a commercial, you gotta be some type of actor or some shit like that or whatever.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Here Luke is. He's just a regular average college kid.
Yeah. And here I am, about to be in a fucking commercial.
Not only
what?
A regular commercial, an Adidas commercial.
Fucking for Boost. I'm thinking,
man, Luke,
what?
How far we've come, Luke. How far?
I mean, granted, you're the one that got paid for it.
Yeah,
I
didn't but get still, shit. We're
but
in
still,
a
But still.
We're in a we're in an Adidas commercial.
We're in a commercial. What? Still, in my mind, I was thinking, no fucking way. I'm not gonna lie, I almost fucked this up first too. Uh-huh. Because I almost didn't sign the contract.
On time?
Yeah, I almost didn't make it.
Dang.
Because not gonna lie, I almost forgot about it. Because I used to be, well, I still am kind of okay with, like, good at checking emails.
Yeah.
But, like, I just never expected this one.
Uh-huh.
So it was like, when I saw it, I was like, oh shit, okay. And then when she said that the time, you know, or when I had to turn it in, I was like, oh shit. So I gotta get this shit in.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was at least my side of it.
Oh yeah, speaking of getting paid, I didn't get paid yet.
Oh,
it hasn't come in yet.
But did you give them your...
Yeah, I gave them the address.
Gotcha.
So it's a check.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. So she told us, like, July 16th. And then so we were waiting and waiting and waiting.
Anyway, skip ahead.
It's July 16th.
It's July 16th. Well, obviously, now it's July
20th. I wake up. I was like, it's July 16th. So I look up the company.
Uh-huh.
And I look up Adidas.
Celebration of Boost.
Yeah, no, I just look up Adidas to see if it's anywhere. And then I saw their video that they posted.
Wait, it is a commercial, like, being played in TV, right? On TV?
I think so. I think it's also being played in ads. Because it's 45 seconds, so I'm assuming that's, like, ad size.
Okay.
So, I watched the video. And then I saw us pop up.
Wait. Real quick. Real quick. When I woke up, I totally forgot about it. Yeah. I didn't think of the commercial
because
at all.
I texted you.
Yeah. Okay, and we keep going.
And so I saw it. I saw us pop up. I'm like, I'm in a commercial. We're in a commercial. So I wake up myself like, look, we're in a commercial. I told my mom, I was like, we're in a commercial. And I told my cousins, I called them, I'm like, I'm gonna watch this YouTube video. We're in a commercial. And then so I texted Luke with the link to the video. I'm like, Luke, we made it. Or some, I don't know what I texted
no,
him exactly.
No, you said that. I'm not gonna lie. When I saw the text, I was like, oh yeah, that's right. I'm about the commercial, huh? And I was like, oh shit. And what do you really like about the commercial? You're the one that recorded it.
Yeah.
You're the one getting paid for it.
Yeah.
But get this. In the commercial, right, there's background music. You know, people are talking, right? Going through the videos. When they hit our clip, they cut out the music.
Yeah.
They zoomed in on the shoe in my hands, right? Or more zoomed in on me, because I said, oh my god, my hands are burning because it's on fire, right? And they even had the emojis too and shit like that. They even had sound effects.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, they really focused on me.
Yeah.
I was like, shit, I'm not ready for this. And I was like, oh my god, I'm in a commercial.
Man, oh man, you never thought this would happen.
No, fuck no. Like, no.
See, Luke, when you're my friend, You just come up with things that you would never expect.
See, like,
you got to drive an R8.
I got, well, because of you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
You would never expect that.
Fuck no, I wouldn't. But a commercial? Never would have I thought of you in a fucking commercial. Maybe I would have been like an extra person in some type of film. You know, I'd just be walking around, but.
Yeah.
A fucking commercial? Who the hell would ever think of that?
No one. Man, that's crazy.
Exactly. So I was just like. Even the whole entire time I was still filling out the contract, I'm like, this has to be some type of fucking fake shit right here.
Yeah.
Or like something like, I don't know. I just didn't believe it.
Uh-huh.
I'm sort of believing it now.
Yep.
It's just...
It's hitting you now.
It's just hitting me, so I'm in a commercial.
Oh, yeah, last time I checked, 2.3 million views.
Woo!
2....
Would you really think that we'd hit 2.3 million views?
No, I wouldn't have thought that. 2.3 million.
Woo!
4.6 million eyes.
Granted, it's only like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be 1 second.
Yeah. I thought it was just going to be like a collage of videos.
Yeah.
And zooming out. That's what I thought.
Yeah, same here. But no. It was us.
Yeah.
Zoomed in on me.
Yeah.
Cut out shit. Sound fire. Effects. I was like, well, damn. I'm happy. Like, not even going to lie, as cringy as it looked,
uh-huh.
I'm happy for my personality. The personality got us up there. Yeah. I was like, awesome. Sick. Top. Fuck yes. So now I'm like, you know, I'm more happy with myself.
Yeah. All right.
It was a confidence booster.
Yeah.
All right, last topic.
Yeah, last topic. When Luke's going to get into his feels.
A little bit into my feels. I'm not going to lie. The swim team, uh-huh. They fucking broke me.
Why?
They broke me. Julia, Margo, everybody else, they broke me. I'm not getting into specifics.
Uh-huh.
Because I feel like it's just information that's only between me and them.
Yeah. What about me?
Huh?
What about me?
I don't know.
What? Okay.
I don't know if I should tell you. But anyway, the reason I'm in my feels is because I've been thinking, like, should I really be even thinking about wholesome relationships? I mean, granted, I'm never, ever going to be the type of person to play with someone's feelings.
Yeah.
That's just, to me, morally wrong.
That's why you don't define a relationship.
Yeah. But then it's like, for me, it's like I do want that to relationship. But it's like, it's hard for me to even like get past that because that just breaks me thinking like I'm playing with somebody's feelings in a sense uh-huh. like that. So like now I'm stuck right now in terms of like, should I really be looking for a wholesome relationship or should I like
mess
try?
Around.
Like that's where I'm at right now. Like do I mess around? Do I get into a wholesome relationship? Like, you see what I'm saying?
I mean, but here's the thing. You mess around to find that right person.
That's true.
Like you stop, that's you true. Stop messing around when you know she is the one.
That's true.
Yeah.
I realize that's true.
Like when you get a boyfriend and girlfriend, I feel like this is how it should be. When you get a boyfriend and girlfriend, that's a person that you see yourself being with for a long time.
Yeah, that's what's been on my mind.
Yeah. Oh, is that how it feels?
Oh, that's it. Yeah, I was just sure. Okay. I know I was going to forget about it. Okay. I just want to make sure real quick.
So that's all the time we have left for today's podcast, guys.
My name is Luke.
I'm Chris.
My name is Luke. And wait, you're supposed to be the one ending this shit.
Yeah, and if you enjoyed it, please share with one person.
Two, three, four, five? Yeah, No. Challenge yourself, fellas. Tell 10 people.
Yeah, tell 10 people.
10 people.
Write an essay about us.
Yeah.
So thanks.
What, a fucking essay?
Yeah, Isaac Jeez. Did.
Oh, yeah, he did! Wait. What was your reaction when you saw that?
I was like, no way did he submit this.
No, he did.
What?
He did.
Okay, that's kind of
crazy. The one that you saw?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just the ink messed up, like, on the other side. Yeah, like... But, like, I didn't even take a look at it. I was like, wait a minute.
That's kind of cringe.
It is cringe. I mean, everything.
Okay, let's end this podcast.
Everything we do is cringe.
Yeah, let's end
My name is Luke.
I'm Chris. Thanks for listening.